Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's been a hot minute since we talked about this, and I believe Erica is spilling over. We need to talk about Uber stories.
Ooh, Uber.
But not just, I mean, we call it Uber because Uber is the Kleenex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Uber was the first one, so it's become the verb.
It has.
Yeah, ooh, I'm gonna
Uber,
do you
there,
Uber,
and then you jump in a Lyft. But it's still
I call a Lyft 100 times out of 100.
You do? You're a Lyft girl?
Yeah, but they've been crummy lately, so oh, no. I actually did call an Uber yesterday.
What makes you a Lyft girl? I was going to ask this, if anyone is, what made you that?
Fun fact, Lyft has better background checks. That was
is that
several.
True?
That was several years ago that I was told that, but a female Lyft driver was like, as a woman, I would only ever ride Lyft.
I remember. Oh. I don't remember.
Probably changed.
That's why I like Uber. It's a little
dangerous.
Right? Yeah. You never know what's gonna happen.
It's a little spicy in the car. Somebody had a discount. Like somebody. I think I had a. I was dating somebody who had Uber Pink. Lyft Pink.
So you just.
We got wicked deals. On
yeah,
that's. So it's like
cool.
Lyft sometimes has the things. So here's what we want though. We want you to tell us, like the weird interactions, and it can be Uber, Lyft, or a cab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Waymo.
Wow.
Oh my god, that Waymo. Has anybody ridden in one yet?
No, but I would. My sister has. It was fine for them, but you've heard the Waymo stories where like the doors don't unlock and the car keeps circling the airport.
Yep.
And you're just stuck in it?
Yes. And then you go to like call customer service and you're like, I'm stuck.
Wait, you can't jump into the front and stop. Like if it's just got you, it's got you?
Yeah, I imagine so.
I think so. I think you have to call somebody is what I've heard too.
But
I don't
you
know
need
that you
dropped
can...
off at the airport for a flight.
But I don't think you can just override it because then you could steal it.
Yeah.
Mm. Or, I mean, I don't, who knows why, but there's several reasons.
I never thought, I thought the worst that would happen is it just kind of pulls over and strands you and then you just call an Uber. But like.
No, think of why would it pull over and strand you?
Because sometimes they just get freaked out. Like the one got stuck in like a Chick-fil-A line.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's right.
And it was just like, it backed up all the cars and nobody got their chicken that day.
No.
Yeah, it was just like a horrifying Waymo.
That's a tragedy.
Technology. Yeah. No.
But like to imagine like, oh, there's a Southwest case. Oh, we're going. Okay. Yep. And then Why circles back are we around. Still going?
My sister-in-law took one to the airport and she was able to get out. But for some reason, it got stuck at the airport. So it just charged her for like hours and hours.
No.
But she was able to call and
listen,
get
Listen, I was out of the car three hours ago,
She was
bro.
Like, it's not my fault the car's still there. I'm
in a new city. Yeah.
What if it drove away with your luggage? Like you get out, it's like, and you're like, what?
Maybe you hold on tight to your luggage if you're in a Waymo.
If you're in a Waymo, okay. I know you have some sort of Uber / Lyft story. What happened?
I do. Yesterday, my fiance and I get into an Uber. We have about a 30-minute drive, which I hate traffic. And first song plays. That's totally fine. It's like an older man. And I don't know how much like
older
English
man singing
he spoke,
or older
fine.
Man
no,
driving.
No. Okay. He's just driving us.
Okay.
And the second song plays and I'm like, we must not be listening to the radio because that is kind of the same artist. It was a Black Eyed Peas song into Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie into London Bridge, perhaps. So we were just on like a Fergie shuffle.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a great Uber.
I was like,
that's a vibe.
This comes on and I'm like, that last song was Black Eyed Peas because it was a let's get it started. Hot. You know, and I start thinking like, oh, man, this is a good one to play at a wedding. Right.
Are you engaged?
Oh, my God. What?
And then it goes into Big Girls
Don't
Cry.
Hold on. We have to start a thing. We have to have a tick mark somewhere in the studio, like at least per day, if not per week, of how many times.
How many times? Yes.
Yes, exactly. It's that how many days it's been since an accident. There's like how many times we've turned the mics on without Erica mentioning that she's engaged. That has to happen. Sorry. Lovely. So then.
It was just Fergie the whole way home. And I so badly wanted to say, are you a big Fergie fan? But I didn't want to offend him.
How would it offend him, man? You're knee deep in it.
Or I should have just started karaokeing. I don't actually know the words.
Can he play this one?
Yes.
Shut up. For real.
It was like six in a row. It was our whole drive. And I didn't have the heart to say it. Like, I wanted to like text my fiance next to me and be like, are you hearing this? But, so it wasn't a fail. And I hope that man is well.
I think it's a new op. Isn't there like Silent Ride? And then there's the Fergalicious
I would never. It's like the Fergie ride.
I toggled Fergalicious. You're so right.
All right. So if you've had maybe that weird or maybe even weirder version of an Uber ride, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My wildest one is it was one of those rainstorms where there's the flash flooding, like it's pouring so hard that the streets are just flooding. And we had to take an Uber. I was with my entire family. So we all get in the car. My parents have never taken an Uber before. This is their first experience. And this guy has clearly never driven in this type of weather before.
Oh,
either.
My God.
So as we got over these huge, like not even puddles, like the flooding part, he would let off the gas.
What?
Instead of, you gotta go through. But he would just like kind
of. He was
like,
afraid of hydroplaning or something.
So instead, he would just kind of like float once we got just on every single big, like, oh, and another one coming. Like, he let up and we're all like, you got to just hit the gas. You got to keep going. That was very stressful.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. There is actually nothing worse than being in an Uber during a storm like that. Because you have no control.
None. Yeah. And you can't, it's not like it's your significant other where you can go, hey, maybe we get off this road. You're just like, you're at the mercy of them. Uh-huh. And when they're clearly a terrible driver.
Well, not even if they're a terrible driver, except for in.
He was. And no matter how many times I begged him, he wouldn't play my Black Eyed Peas CD.
Dude, I don't want to just do music ones, but like I got in an Uber and there was just like regular music on or whatever. And the kid driving was like, do you like rap? And I was like,
oh, was it his own?
How do I? I'm like, yeah, sure. I like all kinds of music or whatever. And he's like, well, I rap.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, okay, well, he's going to play his song. So just deal with it. It's fine.
Yeah.
So he hits play and it's Jimi Hendrix. And I'm like, okay. So he's like,
he was just telling me he raps.
He cranked it. and then freestyled.
No! That's so much worse!
It would have been so much better if it was pre-recorded. And it was just real F the police kind of like... It was...
Vulgar.
Super vulgar. And this is like a 90-pound soaking wet little white kid just...
Getting after it.
He's the epitome of, do you want to hear my mixtape?
Yeah.
A live performance.
Yes.
And did you bring him to the next live?
No, I shoulder rolled out of his car. All right. If you've had a terrible experience with an Uber, we'd love to hear what it was. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So inspired by the recent events of a Fergie concert breaking out.
I'm so jealous. Like, yeah. That sounds so great.
We're going to hear stories of tragedy and whatever, and you're complaining.
I wasn't complaining. It was
delicious definition.
Bizarre.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You're right.
I guess.
And it just felt, you know, like 6 p.m. on a random weekday. Like, and we're just going full Fergie.
Why not?
Going full Fergie. I forgot to mention, I know, Aaron, you have one, but like, I remember... I took Noah to Post Malone one time and we're on the way and like the Uber driver's like, here's the problem. My account got set up by Uber when Uber first came here. So I didn't pay at first and I've never changed it.
Okay. So it's your
name. It's under Slacker.
Okay. That's not, so that's why the guy rapped for you.
Probably.
Yeah.
But this other dude is just like, hey, you ever done MDMA? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And this is my son.
Right.
And then he's like, well, I went through a lot in the war, so I get medical grade MDMA. And I'm just like,
and he's trying
awesome.
To sell it to you?
No, he's just talking about it. And then he looks at my son and he's like, I also did some time in prison. Are you a good kid? And I was
my
like,
gosh,
I'd like
this
to be
is
out
close
of this
enough
car.
To Ball Arena. You can just drop us here. Yeah. It's like, it's the middle of I-25. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I'm good.
This feels like a great spot to get out of the car.
I had a similar one where the guy, I'm the type, I don't mind, I'll sit in the front seat, whatever.
That is so weird to
when
me.
When you're alone?
Yeah.
That is so weird.
Too, yeah.
I don't even think the drivers want you
you're
there.
Not their friend.
It depends on the situation, whatever. And the guy was going on saying how he was let go from his last job because of like back injuries. He was a delivery driver and they didn't want him driving because it was like a liability. And I was like, here you are driving me. Thanks.
And look at you now. Interesting.
Gregory?
Yai.
Uber.
I used to be an Uber driver in Dallas. I was actually one of Lyft's first drivers in Dallas. But I used to sling weed and joints to my passengers.
Shut
Wait, so you're the bad Uber driver.
Bad?
Bizarre.
That's my clients.
So how did you approach him? Were you just like, are you looking to party tonight? Or
oh no, there's a whole art and science to it. You just got to be the good salesman and see who's the kind of stereotype, who's walking up to you, like a group of young kids, and you just like kind of blow into the weed.
The group of young kids is the perfect time to do it.
Sorry, I was at the elementary school. Gosh. What are you talking, like, okay, thank you, bye. Genevieve.
Yay.
Uber, what happened?
So I called an Uber, said it was like 2 minutes away. So I ran downstairs and I'm standing there and it's not coming. The app says it hasn't moved at all. So after like 10 minutes, she finally shows up. She's eating an ice cream cone. She was in the drive-thru that entire time.
Oh. And like one-handed, like...
She could have offered to get you something.
Yeah.
That's what I would have offered.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. This is going to be the weirdest round of news or nope we've ever done.
Why?
Because nobody's used their nopes in like 2 weeks. So I'm going to require everybody to use a nope today. Hack it, Aaron. Go!
News.
No! No!
News.
Our only real hope
is
to decide this is news or nope.
Have we ever done a better one than that?
No.
Oh! yours. Congratulations.
Yeah. She didn't even nope anything, though.
Yeah, she noped me talking, yeah. Really.
Right.
Good
right.
evening. Welcome to the program.
Nope.
This is a really cute story, and I don't care. I'm going to tell it anyways. So, Louis Capaldi has been out of work for a while.
Out of the limelight, if you will.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's out of work.
Here's a weird thing. That. Like, what he has...
Tourette's.
He's always had.
Mm-hmm.
But he played Live at Five for us, and, like...
It's definitely influenced by, like, stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And
so he was more chill before the success really hit him.
Yep. Wow. And then it hit him hard.
Because he did such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the one where we made the huge mistake?
Yep. That was that one.
We had him lineup. And Maddie Poppy. And we were like, oh, well, she's American Idol and he's just whatever. And we let him go first. And then he went out there and was like, oh, it's good. And you're just like, oh, my God.
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We were at the Highlands Ranch Lodos when that still existed.
Yeah.
And I was like, and even Maddie Poppy's out there going, huh,
no, I don't really want to follow him.
Like, how do you? Like, he was so incredible.
People were weeping. And
he was so powerful.
Yeah. And so funny.
I had a weird little crush on him for a while.
Really?
He just do.
So funny and
so charming.
Yeah.
And then this whole thing just debilitated his career.
So we took a 2-year break.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys remember at Glastonbury in 2023, he was singing and he couldn't finish the song. Because his stress was so bad. And so the crowd finished
it. Oh my God, it was like so weepy.
Yes. He came back to Glastonbury today, had a surprise performance, and said, I'm back to finish it.
Oh.
And it is the most wholesome performance I've ever seen in my life. Like, he looks so much better, so healthy, and like happy, and it's beautiful.
Not to get down in the weeds, but is there drugs or something that they've given him so he can tamp this down so he can get through a performance?
I believe that there are some medications to help. But obviously, it's not curable.
Oof. Okay. Yeah.
Good evening.
Nope.
All right.
Yeah.
Good evening. For the first time in nearly 40 years.
Nope.
There we go. Okay.
So Hack is left with his?
Yeah.
Good evening. Wait, am I allowed to go again?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, good evening. Now he's just going to do it. There's
Look
a reason.
At him. He's holding it. He's holding it.
There's a reason Katy Perry is not present at the wedding, and it has nothing to do with her and Orlando Bloom breaking up.
It doesn't?
Oh, no.
I kind of want to know this.
Because she feels tour.
She's
what? She's on tour in Australia, and these dates have been set for a long time.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, she's not at Jeff Bezos' wedding because of Orlando. No. However, Orlando Bloom was allegedly seen with his hands around her stylist.
Oh.
So I heard the thing that I saw said.
No.
Savage. That felt personal.
That was so savage.
Hold on. Have I used my nope?
You said I had to use it.
Yeah, you used it on me.
Good evening.
Hold on. This is, I don't like this because Aaron did her story even though she was noped.
Right.
It was a really cute story, though.
Oh.
No, but you still.
That is in the bylaws.
Yep.
If the story's very cute.
I guess.
Good evening. Anna Wintour, the iconic editor of Vogue for about 40 years.
This was my backup story.
This was the one that you noped me on.
Has stepped down.
Hold on. No. This is you noped me. This you can't do this.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I just knew I had to use it.
For the first time in nearly 40 years.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold up. Hold up. This is not anarchy, people. We need some sort of law in this town.
But it's not. We all picked the same story as a backup story.
Yeah, but who gets to tell it now?
It was
Aaron.
But Aaron shouldn't get to tell it because she did not abide by my note.
You're right. Then T-Hack should get to tell it.
He was noped by you.
Yeah.
Well, then I get to tell it. Good evening.
Good evening.
For the first time in 40 years.
Nearly 40 years.
Vogue is going to be getting a new editor because Anna Wintour is stepping down.
Interesting.
The question that I have for everyone here is she still going to be involved with the Met Gala or is she like totally removing? Because she's usually the chair.
Oh.
I bet she still care? Does. I bet she still does Met.
If I had a nope, probably. I'd be noping this for a second time.
Whatever, it's a big deal.
Okay, so congrats. I have really interesting news for the group. We have way more time.
Good evening.
Do you have another story?
Great news for Slacker.
And as there's no nopes left.
As Fortnite players are in line to receive a refund of more than $126 million.
Let's go!
Following you don't get that.
A settlement.
I paid for it. I paid for all my son's stupid clothes.
No, you said he would give you cash.
Ooh. I know, but then it went on my card.
But he gave you cash.
So now you got a refund.
He doesn't have to know this. He can't read.
He's actually the one that sent us
No, he's not. Don't lie.
Oh, my gosh.
It's regarding unwanted purchases during gameplay. They're refunding a bunch of that money. Players who have not yet filed a claim for compensation. Blacker. you have until July 9th to do so at ftc.gov/Fortnite.
Okay.
I don't got anything
Good evening.
Else.
What the heck? Don't skip me. just announced there's a new universe coming to the Midwest.
Huh? A new what?
A new universe.
What are you talking about?
The Universal Horror Unleashed is going to be opening in Chicago. It's a theme park. So new.
I'm going to take a lap.
Okay.
That's today's news or no.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to stop feeling bad. Want to know why? It's Feel Good Friday!
I just want to point out that I walked into the studio, Erica was in here, and I said, hey, it's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
And she said,
not every day that you get a bleep on a Feel Good Friday.
I don't think we should be allowed to curse on Feel Good Friday.
Well, I'll work on it.
Okay. Oh, who's going? You don't have one there?
No, I do have one.
But do we let her go first? Because now she cherry picked off the top.
I don't think any of you are going to do this one.
Go.
And you're all going to be upset with me, except maybe Aaron. Last week sometime, you may have seen a lot of photos and videos. Taylor Swift visiting the Children's Hospital in Florida. So she made surprise visits. No, it gets better. T-Hack?
Huh? Nope.
Sorry.
Oh, wait, wrong time.
Wrong one. So, she visited with a bunch of the patients, and they were all so surprised. It was very sweet. Awesome. People were crying. Now what's really cool is they have seen a massive influx in donations from her fans.
Swifties do be generous.
Because she was there. So... multiple GoFundMes received big bumps ever since she was there.
Wow.
One surpassing its $16,000 desired goal.
Wow.
Words are hard.
Some of us started feeling good early today, apparently.
Feeling bad.
I just had this weird thing, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say this out loud, but Taylor Swift, even the tours that she does, she does all the before, she has to do all the meet and greets with radio people and all that. And at the end, her mom goes out and picks people to come backstage.
Not any longer. She was doing vocal rest during
Eras. But when she was doing that, it was all kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Michael Jackson used to do the exact same thing.
Oh, this is Feel Good Friday. Get out. Get
out. I'm just saying.
Do not badmouth a good person.
I'm just.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he's bad, Mom.
I'm just pointing out a similarity. A suggestion.
No, I'm.
Do you know how many thousands of dollars this woman has given to sick
she's
children?
She's doing anything weird, but
you
I'm like.
You were.
No, I wasn't. I'm just saying. If Michael Jackson were doing it, we'd all be like, why is he going to a children's hospital? And it's like...
Maybe because he also had a secret camp for them at home. Who wants to go next?
A man in Ohio has been dealing with...
Hold on, we're all mistaking our things here. I know, and now she's doing let's all do an Ohio accent. Okay.
Well, I'm just...
Okay.
I'm trying to paint a picture here. Okay, so I think of Cedar
Ohio
Point
man.
Or something. A man in Ohio was dealing with Parkinson's, or has been, since it's not curable. Anyways, he was fitted with a pacemaker for his brain. So I forgot to mention he's also a music or an orchestra conductor.
Oh, wow.
So Parkinson's obviously gets
too
in
shaky.
The way.
Yep.
So we had this pacemaker for the brain, so inserted, done, whatever. And it's about to be his 60th birthday, and he is back leading the orchestra.
That is awesome.
How does it's controlling his movements?
Mm-hmm.
What it probably does is the Parkinson's is sitting, sending an incorrect signal,
right, yeah.
And it's sort of going, "Yep, don't do that one." It's like telling them don't do the trimmer thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like regulating.
That's fascinating.
The irregular. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Jack, it's down to you and me.
Okay.
Are you going to cry on yours or no?
I don't think I'm going to this week. I've shed enough tears.
I'll go first then.
Okay.
Oh. A few years ago, a 12-year-old in Houston, Texas, they had kind of a rambunctious little doggy.
That's a little dog?
It was a golden retriever. But he noticed his, actually it's a golden doodle. Mm. His golden doodle Bozo chilled out whenever he played the keyboard for him. So with the help of his parents, he founded a charity group called Wild Tunes, and they recruit musicians to play in animal shelters.
Oh.
And there are hundreds of volunteer musicians that now play in animal shelters in Houston, New Jersey, and now Denver.
No way.
So when the dogs are feeling sad, they go in there and they play the hits from Ed Sheeran to the Beatles.
Wow, that is so cute.
The puppies down.
Can we go visit and just watch?
Yeah, we should do it. Do you know which shelter?
It does not say where the one is in Denver, but I would imagine it's probably Dumfriends League or somebody. So.
Cool.
Sorry, I cried about that a lot this morning, so I'm a little cried out on it.
Okay. My story is out of Sweden and the UK.
No, wrong.
They've come up with this new, it's a novel way to encourage blood donation. Okay. So when you donate blood and then afterwards you get a text message when your blood is actually used.
Oh, wow.
You
saved a life today. What a text to get.
Exactly. You get an initial, like a thank you text, and then later on when they use your blood, they go, hey, we use your blood.
That is the coolest thing.
I love that.
Dude, I was a 6-week donor. Like, I donated every six weeks until COVID.
And what's stopping you now?
I just forget.
Yeah, you should go back.
But if they did this, I swear to God, I'd get back on the
show. Sure. Finland is developing a similar program, and there's some regions in the U.S. that are doing it, but it's not nationwide yet. But how cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
I'm really scared of needles. I think I would do it if I got to know when.
Why?
All right, let's be done being nice. That is the end of Feel Good Friday.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. We need to talk about party fails. Like you ruined the party, or the party just turned into suck. I ruined a wedding.
What?
You got divorced twice. We know.
That's me ruining marriages.
It
was my girlfriend from high school and college and stuff. It was one of her family members' wedding. And this is when I was like super long hair, like in the whole thing. And did I came to the wedding.
Stick your hair in the cake.
I went up to the bride and groom. Like they had these like long tables for the wedding party, and my girlfriend at the time was in the wedding party, so she was sitting next to the bride and groom.
Oh,
they had all their decorations.
You didn't sit with them.
That used
to be the trend, right?
Yeah. Like if you weren't in the wedding party, they sat up there, and I was just at one of the tent tops out with the other people.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
Who
are
you
kind
talking
of awful.
To?
I was at a table with like her uncles and stuff, and
that's
I was like,
so
"This is
weird."
This is like I didn't know any. It was like the land of misfit toys. You know, everybody had a plus one. I'm like, I have one. She's right over there.
Right. It's just
It sucked. So I went up to talk to her, and I like she's on one side of the table, and I just put my butt on the other side of the table. What? I didn't knock the table over. Relax. So I'm sitting there. I'm wearing this cool, like, Miami Vice jacket, this kind of shiny shark skin, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And my hair is down. I'm not wearing a pony.
I'm envisioning where this is going.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the table centerpieces were candles.
Yep.
Oh, no.
That's where it was going.
And I'm just having a conversation with my girlfriend, and one of her cousins just starts beating the living hell out of me. Just comes up behind me and starts pounding on me. And I'm like, what the? He's got me down on the ground.
Yeah, he's about to stop, drop, and roll on top of you.
He did. He put the fire out with his body.
Oh.
I was on fire at the wedding. The focus of the bride was stolen because it singed the end of my hair. Mm. Like the whole back of my shiny shark skin jacket was like on fire.
Exactly.
I'm definitely reconsidering my invite for you.
Yeah. I won't light on fire.
He doesn't have hair.
That's true.
She's worried about the jacket. Do you still own it? Are you going to wear it?
It was torched. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have one as well, but it also is a wedding. This doesn't have to be wedding fails.
Okay.
But it's sadly turning into that. My sister was married once before her current husband. We call that the big party. And at the big party, the song Let's Bleeping Lose It, Get Out of Your Mind, is playing right at the point of Let's Lose It. I have a wine glass in my hand. My best friend is dancing next to me, hits my arm, wine glass shatters on the floor. My sister, I believe, stepped on it and may have been bleeding. And they had to clear the entire dance floor to clean it off. And then an announcement.
Clean up!
Yeah. They had to make an announcement that you could not have glass on the dance floor any longer.
Oh.
I was that girl.
You ruined
girl.
It for everybody.
And I was like 22. Like, I was so annoying.
Do you want to tell the truth?
I didn't do it on purpose. Everyone thinks
at
I stepped
that moment in the song.
I know, but imagine dancing like, let's do, do, and then your hand gets hit.
It doesn't matter, Erica. You did it on purpose. Just
I
say
did.
It. Yes, you did. Just own it. I lit on fire on purpose.
Even weddings that didn't work out.
Okay.
Okay,
let's take a vote in the room. Who thinks she did it on purpose?
I don't think so.
There it is.
Yeah. 2-2, boys.
Okay.
Anyway.
I have another story about somebody else ruining a party, but I'll tell that in a minute.
I wonder who was.
I wonder too. If you have a, what are we calling it? Party fails?
I'm so silly. I said party fails. It's party fouls.
Remember when we were young,
we'd be like party foul.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed the cup and beer pong party foul.
I remember the mean kid saying that to me.
If you've been part of a party fail, party foul, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Y'all remember that one time we were out at a party and somebody got overserved and then started screaming that she'd been roofied, started saying, please help me. Were you there?
I was, yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah, he and his dad left.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you went to the game.
We did, yeah, my dad was in town.
It was like a Rockies opening day.
I remember that, and then I don't remember anything.
That was very early in the night. Sorry.
I think the ambulance had taken Aaron by about 2 o'clock.
No.
For sure.
That's why, and like, I was telling the story off air as well, but there's a solid line where it's like, I remember, I don't remember.
You screaming that you got roofied may or may not have been true, but that was also the day that I waited 20 minutes for a drink, double tall Makers and Seven. And the second it was my first drink, and it was like, I'd waited forever. And as soon as it got there, Erin goes, "Can I show you a magic trick?" And I'm like, "Sure." And she took it and went and drank the whole thing.
Oh,
is like four shots of Makers. And she was just gross. Like,
and you are about 4 feet tall. So
yes.
Yeah.
5'2". Thank you so much.
So
it's not far off.
The party fail / foul is now we need medical assistance.
Yeah.
So on an opening day when it's already congested in downtown, we've got police and fire presence. Oh, here comes the fire truck. Is that the Alice station vehicle out front? The fire truck crashed into the Alice station vehicle.
I have the broken mirror in my studio.
Wait, how does that even happen?
Because we were a wide load and they were just hauling butt to find the crazy girl.
Oh my gosh.
And then our managers are all like, which one did that? And he was like, Jamie. It was Jamie from the morning show.
And what do you call her now?
I call her Erin instead of Erin. Yeah, I cannot write her name without two capitals.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if you have a giant party fail, I'm sure. Am I calling it fail or foul?
I don't know.
Okay. Mm. TX, I bet you have one.
Several.
Okay. We're going to hear yours and TX next. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about party fails, and the biggest party fail ever is calling it a party fail because it's actually a party foul.
Right. And sorry.
Okay, TX.
It was the first night back on campus, and so I had a brand new roommate. I knew that he was like my friend, but it was the first time we were living together.
Yeah.
Literally the first night we're all back, so we all go out, and it's a crazy party. And we lose him. We're like, we don't know where he is. So by the end of the night, I come back to our dorm room, and his girlfriend's there waiting at the door, and she's like, "Hey, do you know where?"
Oh,
I don't
want
to say his name. Like, "Do you know where he is?" And I'm like, "No, we haven't seen him forever. I have no idea where he is." As I'm opening the door, and he's...
No!
He's in the room.
No,
with
he's
a woman.
Not.
With woman.
Her? You're walking in with her?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I didn't know. I was just getting in my room.
Oh, you know? My.
You don't have a signal yet? Like a sock on the door?
We've been roommates for like 4 hours. Oh. We had just been there. It was like,
oh,
we
my God, makes, you let his...
For
oh.
a real... Wait, no. It's not T-Hack let his girlfriend in.
It
it's the guy party bound by going home with someone else.
It's on me a little bit.
T-Hack was the party foul.
What were you supposed to do? Say, "I'm not sure, he might be sleeping with another woman in here."
That was weird because it was like, once I got to the door and she's there, how do I just go, "Oh, I wasn't coming back here," and
I
leave?
Actually,
I have no choice but to.
I was actually here to take
what
a nap.
What are you doing? Oh my God.
That was pretty bad.
He
was cool. He was cool.
No, the reason she was out the door is because she suspected.
Well, to be frank, we had a conversation, my roommate and I, and he was like, "Look, this is going to be happening a lot, so we're going to need a system.
I'm
going
to need you to juggle.
I'm going to be cheating on my girlfriend a lot."
Well,
girlfriends, like you got to, and like.
At that point, I realized I don't know which one's the girlfriend, so.
You guys are scumbags.
All men have this.
All men are hogs. I will always go back to it, and this is proof.
This reminds me of another party foul of mine that it's, again, I can't really answer it. It's kind of adjacent to Erin's and yours. Like, I was at a party in Boulder on campus, and we were just like pounding. And then like, everybody goes, "Where'd he go?"
And you don't know?
I woke up walking in Golden.
No.
The next day.
What?
I have no recollection of anything, and I didn't wake up like on a park bench, and the only reason I knew I was in Golden is I looked up and there's a big M on the mountain for Colorado School of Mines, and I'm just like walking down Highway 93 and I'm like,
why am I here?
No what? Recollection
this
of-
This gives me like the heebie-jeebies.
I know. Let's go out. Let's go have some drinks.
No.
Jack will come.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Can you bring that old roommate?
Shauna?
Hi.
Hi. Party foul. Fail. Foul. What was yours?
Yeah, so my cousin got married, and they did the bouquet toss. Another one of my cousins caught it. They did the super uncomfortable garter, you know,
thing. Oh, no.
And when they shot that off, another one of my cousins caught it. And the tradition is if you catch the garter, you're supposed to put that on the girl who caught the bouquet.
No, don't tell me.
Cousins are doing it?
These cousins are siblings at this point. Ew, slack
Oh my God, this is so in my wheelhouse. Keep going.
Yep. So they start playing like the chicka-bow-wow. And then he's like, that's my cousin. And the DJ was like, I don't care. You caught it. Cool, we're going.
No, this is why there will be no garter toss at my wedding, because please, what do you mean? No.
Please, I want to be with one of your cousins.
I'll throw the bouquet at you and the garter at T-Hack, and you guys can have that.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Guys, I have a weird show idea for us.
We're just going to brainstorm it right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have anything else going on. What are you guys doing?
Just on the air.
Okay. Oh, God, are we? There's a person who found a journal in a Florida Goodwill store and started, like, basically releasing it on Instagram.
Okay.
Like the entries?
Yeah.
That feels so personal. If that was my journal, I'd be horrified.
If that was your journal, would it end up in a Goodwill?
There's a lot of things I've given away.
But you wouldn't give that away.
I never wrote in a journal enough where it would be like pretty full. But you know, you would like start a new one and then you just pour your deepest, darkest secrets into it and then you would just throw it away someday. Anyway.
I need to ask the question, because whilst I have been in therapy probably more than anyone else in the room, although there's a pretty good neck and neck race with Erica.
Yeah, for sure. My parents forced me in at like, I don't know, fifth grade or something.
Oh, see, I didn't start young, but when I did start, it was like daily at first.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Never been there.
I was on a tour bus and they were like, we're going to fix this guy before we get to the next city kind of thing.
Pretty smart.
I've never journaled, even though I've been tasked with journaling from therapists. I find it very strange. I don't know how to do it.
Because you're talking to yourself.
And you're just weird. I'm like, I already know this, so why do I need to write it down?
Well, that's kind of the whole point.
I know. And I just why I never bought into it, but I'm just like,
and there's one thing that's different. Like, you can think whatever you want to think, but writing it down, it's an action. It has more value, more substance. I don't know.
Sustenance.
Yeah.
So you're saying you journal, or you have.
I want to. I never have been able to.
Hack?
I remember having a diary in like second grade, and I wrote on two pages and was done.
And what you wrote was stupid, right? You wrote like, this is dumb. Why am I writing? Like it's how, you don't start with full score and 7 years ago.
No,
that's not how diaries start.
How does it start?
What, like, it's just gosh. We like found one of my best friend's old diaries and it has I love this boy. He doesn't like me because I'm ugly. And like, it was like very sad.
That's just where you start. You just jump right. You don't like start like once upon a time. Like, you jump right in the middle of your story. You start writing
when you're
from
young. You start present.
Okay.
Like, people who write in journals are typically not thinking this is going to be published someday. So there doesn't need to be a beginning, middle, and end.
Okay. So then you're going to hate this idea that I have.
Okay.
A long, 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 long time ago, I was in Wash Park.
Okay.
With my dog. And he got so hot. He was like, and like, we like stopped and I had the little collapsible water bowl and I got him some water or whatever. And then he went like running away from me and like went under a bush and was trying to get something. I thought it was a bunny or something. Mm-hmm. And he came back with this book.
So you stole someone's diary.
Stood there forever going, hello, anyone? It was under a bush. Like, they weren't sitting on a picnic blanket.
Right.
Mm. It was under a bush.
Okay.
We sat there forever and debated it and didn't know what to do. So eventually brought it in here and decided to read some entries to see
if you could find the owner.
Correct. Didn't want to be exactly what you're describing, intrusive, reading their thoughts. And then I remember this was so long ago. We were asking listeners, should we stop, whatever? And people were like,
but I want to know what happens.
You kind of do want to know what happens.
Yeah. Does this one have a beginning?
I don't remember.
Well, can you look at the first page? Does it say once upon a time?
4 score and 7 years.
It does say 4 score.
Is it even intrusive technically if we don't know who wrote it? And same for this guy who found it in the Goodwill. Like, if you don't know who wrote it, is it just interesting? Is that intrusive? You know,
are there names?
I don't think her name is necessarily in here. I don't remember.
It's a girl.
Like I look at this handwriting. That's a girl.
Oh, that's a girl.
Okay. I mean, and eventually, I don't want to give anything away it, but like eventually, like she writes more and more like a serial killer as we go along. Oh, but eventually, like she has some dream board stuff in here or whatever. I can't find it.
Like
she has magazine pictures and stuff.
Dream boards. Vision board.
Vision board. That's there we go. Anyway, I'd like to ask the listeners at 303-222-5423, and then you guys, would you like to set an appointment every day and read this diary?
Yeah, but could you give us like sentence one?
I can, but here's what, if we're going to do this, I'm the only one who knows what this is, and I have no long or short-term memory, so.
I remember being in like elementary school.
This hurts.
Sorry.
And listening to this.
But I have no recollection.
Here was when I knew it was something very interesting. I had, like, my internet went out of my house, and this 60-year-old man came to fix it from Quest Communications.
Okay.
And then he was like, wait, are you Slacker? And I was like, yeah, sure. And he's like, I can't get out of my car. I tell Quest not to dispatch me on jobs at the exact time of the diary. I have to listen to the diary every single day.
You're really making me want that first sentence right now.
I know, and that's the whole point. But here's, with 3 people in the room, really 4 people in the room, not remembering it or not knowing it at all, I would set some ground rules. If the listeners want us to read this again, I will hand it to you every day, but you have to hand it right back.
Wait, do I get to read it?
I think you should read, because it is a girl with handwriting like this, and that's you.
Okay.
Don't you think that's Erica? Yeah.
What if I can't read it? What if I can't read? No, I'm kidding. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Okay.
I read.
If you can't read, then we're down to Aaron. She's the only one.
Well, I mean, any of us could read it, and we could pass it around.
Okay.
Like, if there was a day, let me just say this. I know you've got things coming up where, like, you're going to miss a day here or there.
Right, right.
We would have to call an audible, and somebody else would read it.
Okay.
But
can I read the first sentence? You're so nervous.
I swear to God, you have to hand it right. But wait.
Well, I don't want to
ruin it. 303-222-5423. Should we do this at all? And if we should, okay. But
I don't want to ruin it for myself, so I just want to
read
the first sentence. And then I'm going to hand it back.
Okay.
Okay. It says, June 12th, I feel silly doing this. Well, that was the whole first
sentence.
You
can read one more sentence.
Oh. Okay, I feel silly doing this. I mean, who keeps a diary anymore? I really wish there was a year on this.
I can tell you.
That was a me commentary. That was
we
not
read. We, it is from probably, this is probably 18 years old.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not even
that person
kidding.
Could have had a baby that day and they'd be an adult now.
So, and it's not even, so they never, you never found the person.
We never found
but
the
they
person.
Could, they might still be out there if we do it again.
Yes.
They might remember.
Or somebody who knows them.
Yes.
Might be out there. Okay.
I'm
so
in.
This is a choose your own adventure on the Slacker Show if you want us to read it. But we can't start like, we got to start after the holidays, right? Like,
so like July
start on
7th?
Yes.
Okay.
That's so far away.
I know. Why would you bring this up now?
Because the story was out. This
I know.
Here's what's so weird. And I don't want to take any more of anybody's time, but like basically I grabbed this because it was in, like, I have a little podcast studio in my house.
Yeah.
And it was, like, sitting on a shelf. And I was like, I should bring that into the studio. And I put it in my backpack. And then this story came out about this Florida person finding. And I was like,
weird.
Something tells me that we're supposed to read this right now. So
I'm ready.
You guys say yes. We'll start on July 7th.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Where are we at on this Colorado crap?
Well, we haven't gotten too far.
How many have we done? Or have you?
I take that. I think we have. It's just felt like kind of maybe a long time. But we've done a lot of things, right?
We did.
Officially.
Edgewater Inn.
Yeah.
Do we count her Red Rocks or do we not count her Red Rocks?
I think we're counting the Red Rocks. Because
we're not.
We did not put a show at the Red Rocks. And
oh my God, California. You have to, you're going to have to learn to cool that.
Okay. A show at Red Rock.
Oh my God. You don't put the on things.
Please don't remind anyone that I'm from California. I don't need more people hating me.
She's from the Bay Area, everyone. The worst part of California.
You're lying. Take it back.
I'm lying that you're from the Bay Area or
no,
it's the worst part?
No, you're being honest about that. It's not the worst part. Have you been to LA?
No, but like they're in competition. It's like LA and San Francisco. I love San Francisco. And then LA was a cesspool. And now San Francisco's like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
We're a bit. Like, watch this.
Uh-huh. I'm not from San Francisco.
The last time I was in San Francisco, there was literally poop on the streets.
Yeah. That's the thing that happened during COVID. It's a bit
like they just
bummer.
Gave up.
I haven't been back since.
Oh yeah. You're not from San. You're just near there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
sorry.
South of. So what were we talking about? Oh, Red Rocks. I'm gonna count it because
no.
And I would have had to buy tickets to a show I didn't care to go to in
That's
order
true.
To mark it off. So we're gonna count it for now, and then someday when I go to an actual show there, we'll double check it.
So we have a check mark next to it with like an asterisk.
Yep. Yeah. So okay. That's Edgewater Inn is done.
Pencil. 1-2.
There you go. Red Rocks, and we just did. Rockies game. By the way, ooh. Great stadium.
How many stadiums? You are
a
sports gal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I've been to like the Giants, Dodgers, Padres stadiums. That might be it.
You've never done like anything out east like Fenway or like.
Clearly, I don't leave the West Coast ever. So.
Detroit or anything?
No. Because my fiance's from Michigan. No, we haven't done any games there.
Okay.
What's our.
Should we say thank you? Thank for about the stadium.
Yeah, it's a great stadium.
Thank you.
She's one of us. Well, no, she's not one of us yet. You're right.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I didn't design it, so, but we should acknowledge
credit.
That it
How
was.
How many times have you been there, Hack?
Probably 6.
Okay.
Or so.
Was that, where would you rank the experience of the Rockies game? Like going with us.
Are you asking him what we think you're asking
him? I am. I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
Listen, how much of these videos have been released at this point, Aaron?
Of the Colorado?
Yeah, or of just specifically what happened at Coors
Field.
That
one has not been released yet.
But there's a bit of a teaser.
Yes.
While we were at the stadium, why did we decide to do it this way? Because we didn't want to...
Because the hot dogs
they were huge. That's right.
Yeah.
We looked into some club level seats.
Right.
Like if we'd gotten a hot dog... Who forced this upstairs right away? I think Aaron did.
I did, yeah.
She wanted to get to the...
I wanted to get the job done before we really
I know, but I thought we should have just eaten regular little hot dogs down below.
Do those even exist?
Yes.
Because on the club level, they're called the Rocky Dog.
Club level only has a Rocky Dog, which is
and
the size of my forearm.
That's different than a normal hot dog. That's just a hot dog in the stadium.
They have in the little silver foil. Downstairs, they're just the steamed nasty. What you get at a ballpark. A regular hot dog you can get.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know that I've seen the difference.
Son, you get a dog that big?
No, they're total. I've seen pictures, yeah.
They have regular hot dogs.
Regular size, yeah.
Okay, he gets the chicken nuggets, but.
I'm just not sure. Coors Field sells regular size hot dogs.
They do.
It goes on to say they offer the Rocky Dog, which is a foot long hot dog, and
they
the Super
regular.
Dog, which is a fourth pound. Okay, fine.
There's just like the little, you know how you. Like,
in addition to a standard 1/8-pound dog.
There you go. So this thing is so big, and I'm like, first off, we're standing in line forever to get one, and then they go, we're out of Rocky Dogs! And we're like, what? What? We can't.
I got a little bit of a bone to pick with those people.
Keg, pick. Pick
go
the bone.
Go next door.
Huh?
Go next door.
Right! The like, next suite
we
over
walked
had-
to the next stand, and they were like, yeah, Rocky Dogs galore. Like, just go next door!
Yeah, it was like, we walked 20 feet. Why couldn't they
it
walk
is also
feet?
Weird. It's like, do you think people are going to order these today?
They just ran out of the buns, and I'm sure they sent a runner to go get more.
Okay. Anyway, so we decided, I think it was TX's idea, that we would Lady and the Tramp the hot dogs. We'd buy, for four people, we would buy two dogs.
Right.
And to keep it from being weird. Yeah.
We'd each get 6 inches.
Which is more than enough. They know what they're doing. I'm so sorry.
I used to be the vile one on this show. What
well,
just
when
happened?
This video gets released, they'll see you still are.
So yeah. Anyway, Hack, how was your experience yesterday?
It was great. Mm-hmm. It was fun. We got very close. You told me my job depended on doing that. So.
So I just want to set the scene. And when this video comes out, you'll understand. Tiak held one half of the hot dog. I held the other half.
Right. Mm-hmm. About a foot apart.
Mm-hmm. And then I bit, and then let go of my half and put both arms on his shoulders and began to pull him into me.
Yeah.
At which point you flinched.
Well, I didn't know. So I took just a bite and then I broke away from the dog to chew the bite. I didn't know you were going Kobayashi. You were like,
bro, it's Lady and the Tramp.
I know you were just going in. I just took a bite and was like, oh, I guess. So then I did. I had too much in my mouth.
Chew,
and then I was like, yeah.
Do you know how much I had in my mouth? I was 8 inches in before you, like, I had 2 of your inches in.
Okay, in addition
to all 6 of mine.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. How did you feel about it?
I sucked a little piece of hot dog up in everyone's so mad at me because I did. I like laughed because it was so absurd what we were doing.
You had ketchup up your nose as well.
Yes.
We were also standing where we were not supposed to be standing. Yes. Like we got kicked out moments later.
Yeah. And probably because of what happened and not because of where we were standing.
So what I want to talk about is then the girls had to do the same thing, but Erin, being gluten free, couldn't eat the bun.
Yeah.
So the vile thing she had to do.
It was,
I almost can't watch the video because it's so inappropriate.
It's suggestive.
Yeah.
It's like, there
she's
we go.
Peeling the legs back. I'm sorry, bun back.
And then like, the hot dog does a little like,
it's like, yeah, okay, I'm down with what's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to say about yesterday?
It was hot.
It was very hot. Yeah.
But we explored every part of the stadium, right?
Yeah.
We got to go up to the rooftop or whatever that's
nook
called.
Nook and cranny.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's what I want to say. We are doing not one, not two, but 3 things over the weekend.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Okay. I want to tell everybody, the 2 people in the room, she just called her shot. She has already, yes,
no,
you're
I'm
trying to get, and we
shot.
Know which one you're trying to get out of.
No, I just forgot about the other one before the other one.
Nope. All right. Erica, the number to like text in your hatred for Erica is 303, by the way, she's from California, 222-5423. We'll tell you what we're doing this weekend next.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about the Colorado list. Mm-hmm. We've accomplished, we think now, 3 things out of 10.
Correct. And more to come.
But she's had Bojos. But we didn't do it in this place.
Yeah.
It's adjacent to what we did
with
Red Rocks.
A couple times now.
I remind you, Bojos is not on the list.
Oh, that's right. Bojos was just our starter.
It was like a bonus one.
Yeah, it was like you guys were like, this is where the kickoff's going to be. And we've still not made it.
Yeah, we've not done that. Okay, we'll get that done. So just to recap one last time, Red Rocks, kind of done. Yeah. Edgewater, done. Colorado Rockies, done.
Uh-huh. That's it so far. But we have 3 happening this weekend.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know if I can make it.
There it is.
That's what. Yep.
When I walked into,
I gotta stay and take care of her. Sorry.
2 people. Erin.
I will be there.
Thank you.
I'm totally kidding. I will be there. So will my fiance. We actually had a whole conversation this morning about how we were making a strong commitment to hiking this summer.
This is not a hike.
This is a rough one to start with.
So we are doing the Manitou Incline tomorrow. If you're going to be up there, text us right now at 303-222-5423. We're on the 11 o'clock wave, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot just come join us. You have to have a reservation. Right. Do not just bum rush.
Very hard to
Manitou Springs.
Here's the problem. What happens if I can't finish it? You turn around and go home? Like,
I think... Who's done it before? I've done it a long time ago.
Have not.
I vaguely remember that at about halfway up, there is a...
Peel off
and get on the trail down.
I'm not going to do that.
You can.
Also, that's probably where the bear came. but I'm not going to do that. I'm just like, I'm kind of nervous. I don't like to do things that I don't know how they're going to go for the first time. It really...
But then that's the only way to do things.
Yeah, it is. So I just have to like suck it up. But
yeah. But let's just be honest. Tiak walked in here today and said, I took the stairs a couple days ago. I don't think I have to do it.
Yeah, the elevators were down. I went up and down. 11 flights. I get it.
Okay.
I know what it's like. I get it.
How many flights do we think Manitou is?
I had to stop.
Don't do that.
Why?
Because.
But I'm not going to know. As I'm going, I don't know what a flight is.
Okay, you just want to know how many steps total?
No, I'm just curious, compared to the 11 here, how many more is it?
Well, I'm still going to give you a number, but okay, go for it. Tell us all. Tiak, you can plug your ears and go la, 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 la.
I didn't have a camelback. I didn't have anything. I came all the way up.
What? Okay.
And down.
Okay. Dude.
It doesn't give me flights of stairs.
How many stairs?
Are you ready for this? 2744.
Which, that's all? 744. Which translates roughly to about 190.
190 stories?
Okay, that's
flights
worse
of stairs,
than I
making
thought.
Making it a 150 floor building.
Right. And I said, I can't. You know, up and down stairs. Done them. Got it. I was the only one I had to do it in the elevator.
Okay.
It's making me pretty nervous.
But so here's the point.
I should at least get to stop 11 flights before the top.
TX trying to get out of it.
I already.
And no, I'm just.
Credit for time, sir. Good, kind of a thing.
So you can stop. 10% left and flip it.
Right, and then what are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Eric is trying to say she's got a torn something.
I don't have a torn anything. I've got a little knee pain. And I did right before I moved here. So only 2 months ago, I was in physical therapy for my knee pain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't advise her to do it.
My doctor probably would write me a note to get out of this one. Mm-hmm. But
so,
the good news is I am kind of forcing my fiance to come because at least then if I get hurt, he's there to help.
Do you? Is there a chance you're not going to come though?
No, I'm going to be there.
Because we have like a few.
I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
I'll be
then,
there too.
We'll be there. We'll be mad.
Unless
about
the
it.
Elevators are broken tonight, then definitely not.
Okay. Then on Sunday.
Yeah.
We are doing 2 more things.
Yep.
Has anybody called Bob's to tell him we're coming?
Nope. Hey, Bob's.
No one in this room.
Okay. If you work for Bob's Atomic Burgers or you know anybody at Bob's Atomic Burgers in Golden, could you tell them we need a table of like, who's bringing plus ones that day?
I believe I am. And then Erica.
Yep. So we need a table for six that day. Mm-hmm. If you guys can hook us up with a table, we'll pay for our food and everything, but we just need a table for six around 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then we're on the 250 Coors tour.
Yeah.
So again, we can't invite you to any of these things.
Because you need.
Well, I mean, you could just show up at Bob's and eat at the same time, and we can be like, hey, what's up? Have a beer with you or whatever. And then if you happen to be doing the Coors tour, we can be like, hey, what's up? The idea was at the end of this, we were going to culminate into a final thing. And do we have a plan for that yet?
Well, I have a thought.
What?
I don't know if I want to reveal it yet because we should probably brainstorm that off.
Oh, off the air.
Right. Okay. Before we're just like, hey, this is the plan. And then everyone is like, oh,
that's smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing called, I don't know.
You want to do a party at some bar for when we're done, though?
Kind of. And you'll see why.
All right. Here's what I'd like to do before we wrap this up. I would like people to text in, and I do not want this to affect what happens on Saturday. Text in right now, 303-222-5423, and either write T-Hack, Aaron, Erica, or Slacker. Who's going to make it to the top first? Now, it's not going to be a race.
It kind of sounds like you're making it a race.
But I just think, I think people are going to be curious. You have to have in your mind who people are listening to this show are going, Loudmouth Slacker's not going to make it up because he's just going to be like tired, right? Who do you think?
Do you think that they think you're going to be tired because you're a loudmouth or because you're
old? I will hurt people you care about. I mean, you're already calling your shot. You're not even going to make it up.
I'm going to just set the bar real low for myself.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I can exceed expectations.
What do you think the order of reaching the top is?
I'll probably be last.
Okay. I concur.
So I'm really torn between Aaron and Slacker first.
Really?
Well, you've been rucking. And then T-Hack, I think I'm underestimating him, but I would put him at third.
I don't know. You didn't see me on those stairs.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Hi.
I forgot about that.
Diddy.
Occasional diddy dirt.
Diddy.
Oh, I like this. We're just riffing. Diddy. Aaron, get in.
The room diddy. Where it happened. Diddy. The room
where it happened. We're not. Okay.
That's how the whole thing started.
It's an occasional diddy dirt. And if you are tired of occasional diddy dirt, I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Soon here, yeah.
We're very close to the end because today, prosecution did a 5-hour closing argument.
5 hours?
5 hours, recapping everything that was happening and, you know, all of their points. And they did point out that just because maybe one of the freak-offs didn't constitute as, like, sex trafficking or whatever, doesn't mean none of them did.
Oh.
Which is such a good point.
It's a terrible point.
What? Why?
Can I ask for clarification? Who's the prosecution?
That's the people trying to convict him.
Yes.
Not Diddy.
Defense would be Diddy. Defense.
Would be Diddy. Yes. Okay, just want to make sure.
Why is it?
I think it's a terrible point because in a court of law, you are trying to prove beyond the reasonable doubt. And if you're saying, look, sure, one of these was fine, like already, oh, reasonable doubt. You're admitting like, okay, some of them might have been consensual, but like some of them maybe weren't. It's like, what are you? You're not proving in the court of law. And we all agree, no one's defending Diddy. He's a bad guy. It seems like he did a lot of bad stuff.
100% terrible human.
But the court of law, it just seems like, aren't you kind of admitting like, look, I know we didn't really prove it, but I mean, come on.
I think what they were.
That's what it sounds like to me. Do you think it's good?
I think it's good because they're saying like, yeah, they may have put all these points out that he's just a bad guy. It wasn't this. But if there is at least one of these that was illegal, then boom, all of it.
So said the other way, it sounds more damning.
Yeah.
If you go, maybe one of these wasn't, then you've opened reasonable doubt. But if you say he did a bunch of freak offs and they didn't all have to be trafficking.
Right.
But if one
only
was,
one
yeah.
constitutes the crime. Mm. He did, like, we don't have footage of him robbing 27 banks, but if you think he robbed one, we're good.
Yeah.
That's all we need. He's a bank robber.
But we brought up the other 26.
Right. And we maybe showed you footage of the other 26.
Right.
Which is where it gets hazy. It's like, yeah, no, not that one. It's like, then why'd you show me that one? Why'd you make me uncomfortable in the juror's box watching something if you can't prove that that specific one was human trafficking? It could get
to
him.
To me, it sounds like they're admitting, like, it, some of them may have been consensual, but I mean, come on.
He's a bad dude, right?
And it's like, if I were on trial for something, I would want it to be more than that, right? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't everyone want it? Like,
but plus,
we want video of him robbing the bank instead of going, well, he went to 27 other banks as well.
Don't want video of him doing any. To be fair.
The other thing, though, like to your point, like the last occasional Diddy Dirt we did,
right?
Like, they dropped a bunch of the charges, right? Because they
dropped a few, but they kept. The main ones, three. Yeah, the ones that they think that they will be able to prove.
Because they didn't want to confuse these guys. It's like, we have 14 charges here, and like, we can't really prove all of them, so they just got the ones that were like a little hazy,
and they're
leaving the human trafficking. And then the racketeering, they said, all you have to prove is like one person was coerced for it to be racketeering. And it's like, racketeering sounds like much more of a community gap. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to do a big thing, and I think in their closing arguments, they said something like, oh, if he only did this one thing one time, he's a racketeerer. And you're like, doesn't racketeering sound bigger? That's what they busted the mob on.
Because we can't get you. And because it's like, well, Tony Soprano didn't rob the bank, but his guys robbed the bank. So he's involved and he made.
Yes.
So that's, to me, what racketeering.
Mm. Well, racketeering, I think in this sense, is in particular basically planning to or engaging in the sex trafficking. So if they get him on one, they get him on the other.
Okay.
Because, it's racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation for prostitution. So they do go hand in hand that way.
Yeah.
He's just those parties alone, like, doesn't matter.
The prosecutor also went on about saying, like, Diddy knew he was breaking the law. It's time to show him that just because you're rich and famous doesn't mean you get to do that. And, like,
but then you have to prove that he broke the law and what the law was. And I don't feel like they have the right charges. I just really don't. I think the easiest thing to prove is those women were drugged.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, end of story. Like, then they cannot give true consent if they're drugged. End of story. Get him on a billion rape charges and be done with him.
Yeah.
And I just wonder psychologically, like subconsciously, psychologically, once the jury knows, hey, we got rid of three of these charges, just forget about those. Psychologically, you go, oh, I guess I don't have enough. Like, I don't think you can help that. Subconsciously, you're going that way. You're like, oh, okay.
But you're the other way. You really think?
I think so differently. I think if I was that juror, I'd be like, wow, they don't even want us thinking about those because they know they've got him on this.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that is weird.
But you
two
wonder if it's like a guy-girl thing.
How many jury members are girls and how many jury members are guys? Because if it's a bunch of girls, he's dead.
I agree with that.
You're just thinking very linear and logical.
Ooh.
And she's thinking emotionally.
Yes.
8 men, 4 women.
Saying, it, I don't know that the people are in control. It's just subconscious, like,
right.
To me.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
see. Did the defense go then or not?
Yes. So the prosecution did the 5-hour closing arguments. Defense did their closing arguments.
In how
now
long?
Prosecution is doing their response.
Mm. They get to go again? You had 5 hours. Shut up.
Arguments, and then I think you go statements. If I'm correct, I might be missing something here, but it did say they began their response.
Okay.
So everyone gets to respond.
And then they're gonna. The judge I saw thought they deliberate on Monday.
Yes,
and I would imagine so. So I guess we might have some.
Diddy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so we have from the, what do we call it? The Slacker Research Team?
Yes, Slacker Show Research Team.
There we go. Mm-hmm. The Slacker Show Research Team has given some facts about age gap in relationships. T-Hack, what is you and your wife's age gap?
We are 3 years apart.
Of course you are.
3 years and
is that why you commissioned the Slacker Show research team to do this?
No, those guys work their butts off and they take their own projects on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting, what would you guess, Slacker, have you dated, okay, hold on, how am I going to ask this question? people much younger than you, or I guess much older? I doubt that.
I have dated.
I said married.
Well, I'm going to give you a broader scope. Like, I have dated somebody for kind of a long time that was a few years older than me.
Oh, okay.
And that was one person, and everyone else has been
a handful younger.
The two people that I've married, one was 10 years younger than me. The other was 8 years younger than me.
I would love for the Slacker Show research team to do some research on that.
Why?
I just think that's really interesting. Like, you don't typically date or marry right around your age.
But, I don't want to get weird.
Don't give me a butt.
No. But I swear I'm not trying to be weird. But do I strike you as my age?
No. But that's and why I've I think never, it's like, what is that? That's so interesting.
I don't know. But I've never been my age. And when I get around, please don't be mad at me, ladies. Like, when I get around women my age, I have nothing in common with you.
Well, and that's like, okay. Mm. So that's what the research team told us, that the happiest couples have an age difference of 0 to 3 years. But it's like, if you don't feel your age, we now need to figure out what you feel your age is to then go 0 to 3.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, I think you also had kids a little bit later in life. So typically, like, generally speaking, other people your age have kids that are years older than your kids. So they seem older in the next phase or whatever, you know, than you are.
How old are your buddies?
Thank you for asking that, because I was just thinking that when he was talking. My friends aren't my age.
They're younger than you.
At least 10.
Really?
Yes.
Years?
Yes.
All your friends?
Almost all my friends.
See, that's...
are like 10 years. Because I don't want to hang out with...
yourself?
No, because yikes. I'm not...
Well, what I said, it was my mom's birthday a couple days, you know, recently. And then you said...
Can I date
your
mom?
I said her age. No. I said her age, and
I'm not going to date your mom.
No, I know.
But
also married.
I would also, if your mom was on the market, I would actively pursue her, though.
Because she's so beautiful?
Mm.
Because she's my mom, and it would piss me off.
I just want you to call me daddy once.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God.
He's done it to all of us. Erica.
I'm so sorry. I'm just kidding. Shook. Anyway, what's your gap? What's your gap?
6 months. And what's your gap, Aaron? Yeah.
3 years, 10 months, and 3 days.
Did you just do math?
You still fall into that 3 year.
Is he older or younger than you?
Older.
So do you guys...
And I'm older too. I don't know if I said that, but I'm older by 3 years.
Yeah, you're older. So we all fall into, and my fiance is older by 6 months, almost to the day. Okay. So we all fall into this, and it says that the reason people are happier in that 0 to 3 is because being the same age means you have similar interest goals and life stages.
Yep.
So you navigate challenges better. And this is not meant to be a dig on you.
It is, though.
No. I found this interesting because my fiance and I have been having talks about, like, we feel like we're ready to enter kind of the next stage of life. Like, we really want to focus on, like, the house being clean at all times. And we're, like, trying to find hobbies where we drink less. You know?
And you came to Slacker with me?
I wasn't asking him for advice.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a criminal. I just never imagined this turning out to be a criminal. It's the saddest story we've ever done on this show. Sorry, not to bring the mood down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got a story that'll have you buzzing.
Oh my God. If she does one
and
more
it
day.
It is not in a good way.
Oh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is from España.
Ah.
So.
Ooh, I don't.
Vamos. Yeah. Qué bonita.
Oh.
There we go.
Granada.
So police pulled over a van for erratic driving and discovered the driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Oh,
kind
boy.
Of not the end of the world, right?
Okay. That's not the big deal.
But then things escalated pretty quickly when the driver then reportedly threatened the officers, saying, I should have run you over. And refused to take a breathalyzer test.
Oh, that's not good.
He walked back to his van, very calm. He opened the door. And in that moment, he released, by the way, this is a 70-year-old man, he released a swarm of bees onto the officers. They attacked, of course, both the officers to seek refuge in a nearby restaurant. What? The beekeeper fled the scene, but was quickly apprehended.
And he just...
Las abejas.
Not bee in Spanish? Sí. Nice, nice.
Claro que sí.
Sí. Oh my God, claro, look okay, what you're doing see, right now. Okay.
But of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Bees are like one of my biggest fears. Should I say
do we have that
would be
going
my
yet?
Worst nightmare? But bees really are one of my biggest fears. And if this happened to me, I would really lose my mind.
Okay. It'd be a short trip. That's fine. My story also, not from Florida. But he's from Alabama.
Oh, down there in Alabama.
Howdy.
Police in Duncanville.
That sound.
That. It's like when you're blowing snot out your nose. You're like, people train run out of Stubville. Ain't no train out of here less than you a cattle or a hog.
Sorry. This is the craziest thing that's happened on Stupid Stories.
So police in Alabama are on a lookout for a criminal, and you're not gonna believe who this criminal is. It's Scooby-Doo.
What? Huh?
Scooby-Doo has pulled off some sort of caper, broke into a convenience store. There you go. He stole cash and coins.
Huh? What?
But left all the Scooby snacks behind. Apparently, it's a feller dressed as Scooby-Doo.
What?
And he broke into a store and stole a bunch of stuff.
So this man said, I know just the disguise. Correct. Give me the Scooby costume. Yes. Let's go.
Yeah, he would have gotten away with it,
That's
too.
That's true. Police jumped into the mystery machine and they're patrolling the neighborhood looking for Scooby-Doo.
I think that we should all quit our jobs because what are we doing?
I'm thinking so. I was thinking he's more of a Scooby don't, you know what I mean?
Get out.
He act like that.
Yeah, he did.
Scooby don't. All right. Them was all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.